Emily Dickinson loved words ardently. Her feeling about them amounted to veneration, and her selection of them was ritualistic. In one poem, she states, "A word that breathes distinctly has not the power to die." As artist, she conceived of brevity not as a way to sketch in miniature, but as a means of achieving the single moment of intensity. Dickinson knew she could not pierce through to the unknowable, but she insisted on asking the questions.